Why are some small businesses still reluctant to go digital? We're going to talk about that today. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We have business conversations for the Kawartha commute. You know what business is not reluctant to go digital, Matt?
Maybe accountants.
Accountants? No, I'm thinking about a digital marketing business called Starting Point Digital Marketing. They are our sponsor for this episode.
Oh, I've heard that they're awesome. What do they do, Brian?
They help businesses with a starting point for their digital marketing. So you know how you have those like businesses you know of or your friends who like pay thousands of dollars a year to that color that we can't name book to put ads in, but they don't want to do stuff that's digital? Have you ever met one of those businesses?
I've met a lot of businesses that don't want to do digital marketing.
Yeah. So Starting Point Digital Marketing was designed just for them. It's intentionally simple marketing. It's a way to start doing digital marketing. It's your starting point, if you will, for people who are reluctant to go digital, or maybe they just want to have digital marketing, but they don't want to pay $1 million for it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Brian, that sounds really expensive.
It's not expensive. It's designed to be quick, easy, and inexpensive so that it helps those business owners who maybe, you know, are spending a lot of money in some old, outdated marketing ways, and they can probably actually spend less and be much more effective doing digital marketing.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. It sounds like a way to move your traditional billboard, newspaper type of advertisements where you're building that brand awareness and moving it online. I'm going to have to tell my friends and family about it, Brian.
Yeah, definitely. Have them head on over to startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca. All right. So why are businesses reluctant to go digital? Is this still a thing in this decade?
Holy smokes, man. Yeah, it is. I had this conversation with someone yesterday, and every time we start a podcast, I think to myself, be positive this one, Matt. And I'm already just going to go off the rails where the conversation came up about the second lockdown. And are you finding that people are now really moving to digital? And I honestly just said no. I'm still finding it more and more that the conversation is having to sometimes explain to people why to do digital marketing. There's a part of me that cannot fathom it. There's a part of me as a business owner that actively tries to understand the other side of it and come at it from a point where it's easy for me to understand digital because that's what I do. But I try to think of it as the business owner that's not familiar with digital and marketing and try to think about it how they think about it. And I think the biggest reluctance is confusion, cost. And the confusion part of it probably is most business owners, myself included, are egotistical. We always believe that we can do it better than other people. That's why we started businesses, deep down inside, right?
Yeah.
And most business owners that I talk to, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like we speak to, they try to do it all. And yeah, they try to understand every single element of their business. I don't understand that. I don't need to know how the sausage is made. I just want to enjoy the delicious sausage. So I think with marketing, there's this desire that they have to know how to do it themselves before someone else can do it for them.
Yeah, and I think there's some validity to that, and I get that you want to understand those things. Part of that's building trust, and you have sort of the trust issue for that. But again, I think it's another hat to wear for people to get into like the really nitty gritty, you know, things like marketing, finance. I love learning about those things. I love developing my skill level to a certain point, but then at some point you just can't do that. And I think a lot of businesses who are busy, they get so stuck that all of a sudden they're like years behind and they just can't, you know, put a plan together to catch up on that. So they just put up a shield and say, yep, nope, I like my way of not being digital.
Absolutely. I'm the opposite. I enjoy learning about certain topics, of course, but I don't want to learn a whole bunch of other aspects of business and my business. Like, I don't want to learn accounting and bookkeeping and finance and HR. I renovated my basement last year. I don't want to learn how to renovate a basement, or I've got a plumber coming in the next week or two to replace water softener system. I don't want to learn how to do that. Could I do that? Yeah, probably. It would take me 90 hours and yeah, a complete waste of my time. The first time I ever fixed anything in my toilet when I had first bought my home years ago, it literally took 8 hours.
Yeah.
By breaking things along the way. And I went to Home Depot, I'm not kidding, 4 times.
Yeah, there goes your whole Saturday. Like,
it was a complete waste of my Saturday, and I'll never forget that. Maybe I'm not built that way, so I don't really understand why other people are not built that way. I guess as a business owner, I know how much work that we're doing. I think that gets mistaken too sometimes. When I'm talking to people about marketing, and they look at me like, how can you understand what it's like to be a business owner? I'm doing 100,000 things as a business owner. You don't get me. Like, I do get you. I am a business owner. I do a lot of the similar things that you do. It's different, but we're still doing the same thing. And yeah, I think there's always that understanding from them, actually.
Yeah, and I think there's, don't understand. Yeah, you're busy. There's a million things to do. I think there's also like a wish that it would be simpler, sort of like throw back to the simpler times where I just open my store and everybody comes in and I put an ad in the paper, you know, once a week, and it tells people what, you know, my specials are. But like, those times are gone, and they probably weren't that amazing.
Exactly. Yes.
Either. So we all throw back to it. I think the other element with specifically digital marketing, or even probably any sort of digital technology coming into a business, is people think that it's super easy. So they might think, yeah, I should do it, but it shouldn't cost anything, because it's easy. The internet, oh, that's easy. I get this with online learning, you know, when I do teaching. Like, some people think, oh, it's an online course, that's super easy.
Yeah.
It's way easier than if I were in person or the other way, but it's not always super easy. There's a lot of skill involved in some of that.
Do you know why people think this stuff is easy? Because of marketing.
Yeah.
I get this all the time with web design, logo design, Facebook marketing, Instagram marketing, Google ads. They're like, that's so easy to use. Do you know why people think that? Because those platforms tell you how easy it is to use.
Yeah.
You just proved that signs work.
Right? Yeah.
So like, I have to explain to people, yeah, it is easy. It's going to take you a learning curve. It's going to take you maybe a month of like every night being in it to even kind of comprehend what to do. And then you can start building your skill set. But also, like, you're buying into the idea that it's easy because these people want you to use their platforms and spend money on them. Google and Facebook, Google more so, has done an incredible job of making it easy for any business owner to run their own app. With boosting posts on Facebook and Instagram. Google's a little bit actually trickier now that I think about it, but they've set it up so that literally anyone can do it. And that made me worried a couple of years ago. But as an expert that's in it every day, it's still challenging.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you can blow through money very easily if you want to do that. And that's what they want you to do. That's why Google makes $1 billion a year is on their ad platform. You need an expert to do these things properly for you, or you're just going to be throwing money up into the air.
Yeah, and I think the part of the ease of it, it makes it more accessible for you to hire experts to do it because they know it. It's easier for them to do it, so it's going to take them less time, and it's drastically sort of driven down the overall cost of marketing and advertising. But you need that person to, you know, navigate those decisions of what to do.
Yeah. I'm wondering if sometimes the reluctance is you hear that digital doesn't work.
And maybe- yeah. And I think that's like, you know, we're talking a lot about marketing, but a lot of businesses, I think they don't know how to measure their marketing. You know, they might have marketing that doesn't work. It doesn't match what they actually do. So they confuse sort of digital marketing not working because they have bad digital marketing, or the people they talk to have bad digital marketing. And maybe that's really the problem, is that it's just bad.
Yeah. And like full circle, people think, man, this is really easy. I'm going to do it myself. Or am I going to get my friend's kid to do it? And then Marketing sucks. It doesn't work. And they're like, oh, well, digital marketing doesn't work because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Or they try something. It's sort of like a random acts of marketing. And we see a lot of business owners will try one random thing once. It doesn't work. So they just give up entirely. But, you know, there's a lot to it. It's just like whatever business you're in, there's going to be nuances that you understand that others don't.
Yes.
You know, I can bake my own bread at home and it's fine or maybe okay. But if I go to a professional baker and buy a loaf, like it's a way better. And it's going to take me probably years to like understand all the nuances of the science and the, you know, the equipment, the ingredients that go into that to make it way better. But yeah, I could do some of it on my own, but it won't be as good.
Yeah, for sure. And I think one thing that I should clarify and say is that I know for a fact that I do not know your business product services better than you, the business owner listening or in any conversation. The business owner is always going to know more about their business, their product, their service. I don't strive to know as much about them, as much as them, even a fraction of what they know. But I can market your business better than you can. Taking the tools that you give me, telling me your product, giving me that information, I know how to strategize, develop a plan, execute it better than you. I'm not trying to say that I know your business more, but I know how to market it more, better. And I had this conversation with a person a couple weeks ago where they had like started talking to me about a whole bunch of different tactics. And they said, oh, we're going to start social media. And my daughter really loves social media, so she's going to take it over. And I was like, that's great. And I was like, really nice. Of course, I was like, so has she done this before? Does she like, is she on student council and runs like Instagram or something on there? She just loves it and she knows how to use it. Like, just because she knows how to use social media does not mean she knows how to market your business on it. And he was kind of confounded and actually like, oh yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think it's so much to everyone. Things like social media, there's so many nuances to it that, yeah, because you know how to do something doesn't mean you're good at it, right? Like, so you have to, you know, get the expert to do that. The other interesting thing, so when we talk about sort of reluctance to go digital, I think we're kind of moving through it with some businesses, but there's digital means a lot of things in a business. It could mean accepting payment, sending payment. It could mean just how you operate your business using different technologies. Do you think there's still a big reluctance for a lot of businesses to just adopt general digital technology?
Yeah, you do see that locally. Not a ton, but there's still the retailers out there that don't have digital type of payments. They're writing stuff up on like tablet or like stone tablets type of thing, yeah. Paper. And that, I think it maybe comes back to at least one of the points. It's still cost. It's an investment. It's an investment in time. It's a resource constraint. To be able to look forward, like be so forward thinking in your business, I think is a skill.
Yeah.
Maybe some business owners or people don't have. But if you have that ability to say, yeah, I'm going to spend a lot of my resources, time, and money to set this up now so that in a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, I can have so much more time on my hands, I think that's very beneficial.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think people have trouble seeing the future and really understanding where things are going. There's always this fear that things are going to sort of downturn. So you're hesitant to make those big investments. I think the other interesting part for that is remembering, like with any digital marketing, digital technologies, they're all tools, and the tools help, you know, with your process. So a lot of small businesses maybe don't have a process. So then it's harder to find the right tool to sort of make that process run smoother or faster or with less labor. So you're kind of stuck in that spot where you're reluctant to adopt a new technology because you can't really find the right one and you don't really have a process in place sort of anyway that you can apply that technology to. And it becomes a bit of a loop that just makes you then reluctant to make any sort of changes. And then eventually you fall way behind. I think now we're finally at a spot where almost every retailer will, accept debit and credit card. But even a few years ago, you know, you would see sort of like the cardboard sign duct taped to the front door of a business that would say cash only. And that's like, that's really reluctant, but that just turns people away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm so old that I still remember that Tim Hortons was cash only. It was like, yeah. And even like I was a kid at the time or becoming a teenager and thinking, this is wild. Like, how can I not pay debit at this place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's just interesting. And then, you know, once you adopt one thing, though, it helps you see how it all flows together. So we talk about, you know, we've heavily talked about digital marketing. But it's fascinating. Part of an overall marketing plan includes your product and service that you're delivering. So digital typically makes things faster and improves communication. So people forget about that, I think, when they look at their other processes. A good example would be, you know, any service business that maybe comes to your home to do a service. So like plumber, electrical, HVAC. You know, the old way would be wait for people to call. Maybe you write down on a sticky note that you have to go to someone's house at some point. Hopefully someone reads that sticky note, sends them out. But, you know, adopting a digital technology could make it really efficient to capture that person's information, get their payment information, be able to schedule them within your own workflow so that you can then maybe, you know, I love when places like send you the text message that's like, hey, our tech's going to be there in half an hour versus, yeah, we'll maybe be there tomorrow between 8 and 5. Please hang around and wait for them. So it makes for a better experience from a customer standpoint, which then they're going to tell their friends about. And that's, you know, part of your marketing process that you need to have in place.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's just still fascinating that as we talk about this, some of the advantages of digital also comes down to focusing on the customer, because you want to be able to give them every opportunity to interact with you, whether that's online through conversation, through communication, whether that's in store and making sure that they have like an easy way to purchase from you. So if you are still taking just cash, there's people that won't have cash, you've lost that sale, period.
Oh yeah.
I think digital is just another way to open up the means of being able to interact with your customer on whatever level that may be.
Yeah, I think business in general just is getting so much more dynamic, and it will keep getting more dynamic. So you need, you know, I sometimes in finance think of payment, like you need multiple ways for people to be able to pay you, and, you know, both for their ease, but also to get that money. You know, in the old days, you know, the service person would come to your house, do the job, then maybe they'll like at the end of the month mail you an invoice, and then you're supposed to write them a check and mail it back, but then you forget. So then they call you and they're waiting, you know, it takes 3 months for them to get their money for the service that they did. And that's kind of crazy. Whereas with the more places you are digital, yeah, it's dynamic and it's harder to manage, but you're getting more clients. People know you exist more. It's clear how to do business with you. And when you have sort of one element of your business set up digitally, it helps with the other ones. We look at, you know, the pandemic turned a lot of retailers thinking, oh, I better get online. Well, if you already had something digitally with all of your inventory in it that was tracking it, it's a lot easier to go online for that than someone who maybe doesn't have an inventory list, doesn't have any of their prices set somewhere. They're using like price tags and, you know, writing down on their receipts the prices of everything and adding it up manually. Like that becomes a bigger challenge. So the more you're set up, the easier you can sort of adapt to situations that arise.
The easier your life is. And the same people that are making their lives more difficult are the most vocal about how difficult their lives are.
Yeah.
How chaotic and busy they are all the time. It's funny, those examples you brought up about mailing and faxing and handwritten stuff. That's those better times everyone was talking about. And like, I'm not a historian like you, but I will challenge anyone to tell me an era that is better to be in and live in than right now. There was no better time than now.
Yeah. It's funny because everyone always wants to go back a decade or two, you know, to these simpler times. But usually that's because you remember the good stuff.
Yeah.
And you got by, and there's not that sort of fear of the, you know, the dystopian future that could somehow happen. But it's sort of like viewing the future. You know, if you can view what your business looks like in 5 years and, you know, put the investments in now, then you're just going to get better and better results with that.
Yeah, I've said this before, I'm pretty sure on a podcast, but I say it to other people in general, where you get this narrative that America has never been more divided between the left and the right. I'm like, it has literally, because there was a civil war at one point. So
yeah,
not even close to that.
Oh yeah. That's just, things we happen the way we, you know, choose to view certain historical things. You know, part of it's just, again, expanding your thinking, you know, embracing the future. You know, you don't have to be the, you know, first adopter on brand new weird technologies.
No.
But, you know, you can just start somewhere, get someone to help you. It's going to make your life better. I really wonder if anyone who's digitally reluctant will be listening to this. You know, we're on a podcast, probably on your phone, streamed somewhere. Although it's getting easier, I think even people who are digitally reluctant have smartphones now. They're discovering things like podcasts a little bit more. So if you have a friend, you know, help them, you know, point them in the direction of sort of giving up some of their reluctance.
Yeah, absolutely. And with our podcast, you can go on our website, and if you're digitally inclined, you can print off the transcript and you can read it.
That's awesome.
Because this week I had someone tell me that they printed off the website that we designed for them and wrote notes on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be a lot easier for you to look at. Nope, no chance.
Yeah, that's good. We should have a contest. Print out our transcript and send us in a picture of you reading that, and you will be put into a draw for a prize. Awesome. Well, that sounds like an episode to me, Matt. If you are digitally reluctant and you want to change, connect with us. If you have a friend you would want to connect with us, that would be awesome too. You can reach us at setitup@coworthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.